Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Is someone getting the best? The best of you? Is someone getting the best? The best of you?
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and she joins us every time there's a city council meeting the morning after to tell us what happened. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we have one thing I definitely want to get to today based on last night, but you and I didn't talk the last time, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about this aquatic center that, the idea is to look into where it might work and how is the city involved in this process?
Well, the process really started in Gulf Breeze at our Tourism Development Board and with our Advisory Park Board, who are hearing from our parents and our schools. So they made a recommendation to the council that we undertake a feasibility study. Separately, of course, Commissioner Colton Wright and Commissioner Dave Peach at the time were hearing the same request from South Santa Rosa County. And so we have all kind of gotten together, and the county agreed to partner with the city. So the funds that we had anticipated for engaging professionals for our own study are now going to be mingled with the county. It'll be a larger study, including the entire South End, so we're really excited about that. Mayor Terry Fitch met with Commissioner Colton Wright just recently, and he's hitting the ground running. So I expect that there's going to be a lot of conversations about that in the next month or so.
Okay, no, that's great. And you and I, it seems like, I feel like when we talk about an aquatic center or a competition-grade swimming pool for anywhere in the Tiger Point Gulf Breeze area, I feel like we're talking about Sasquatch. Like it's the thing we all kind of know we need, but every time we come up with a plan, it always seems like, oh, I thought I saw it over there. No, not that time. That's kind of how I feel about it. You feel like this is really the beginning of we're actually going to get something at the end of this process?
I do. I actually do think that there will end up being a competitive size pool at the end of this process. If there's certainly challenges with locating a pool inside the city of Gulf Breeze because we're a peninsula, and in low-lying areas such as those, a lot of in Tiger Point, if you were to put a subsurface pool in the ground, which you would not have an Olympic size above ground pool,
right.
Chances are in heavy rain, it's going to pop out like a bathtub. So, that certainly limits the areas where you can have this type of facility. And, it's multifaceted. There's the capital cost, which, up front, we are very encouraged by, the drive and charitable giving. So I think that the upfront capital cost will not be as much of a challenge as making sure you have a strong business plan for that ongoing operational cost. And that's really what the study is looking at, is making sure that it's sustainable into the future. Of course, we used to have, the club, which was privately owned, but provided that amenity in the South End. And then when you have economic fluctuations, it really struggled. So, it's really important that we make sure that we have all the partners at the table. But I do think at the end, we will have that pool because we all recognize there is such a need.
Very, very good. And by the way, I just know as soon as you said it, that there's going to be some guy who's got like a trailer on 5 acres and he hears you say you can't have an Olympic grade above ground pool. He's like, watch me.
I'm going to tell him right now. The Department of Health is going to have something to say about that.
I love it.
Good luck, my friend.
Oh, man. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Last night you worked on you right now already charge for parking a boat, like a truck with a trailer for a boat at the ramp, right, at Shoreland Park. That's already been in place for a while, right?
That's right. Our boaters, in this region and I would dare say throughout the state are accustomed to, if you're going to be parking a boat trailer, you're going to be expected to pay something. And so we've been doing that for over 30 years, as have, the communities around us. We provide boat ramp attendants who are there just to make sure that there aren't any issues with getting that, boat in and off the ramp. But primarily, our payment system is by Honor Box. And so, you know, outside of the peak season, that honor box is there. We also have a QR code, which we've moved to automate the system since COVID, and that has helped, but it only allows us to track that user by zip code. So it's still challenging. Parking in Gulf Breeze at the boat ramp has gotten completely out of control. It is the most popular ramp in South Santa Rosa County. So we have boat trailers. Andrew, I know that you're often at our parks on the weekend, so you've seen this. They are parked all over our ball fields. They are parked on both sides of Shoreline Drive. There has to be an improved management of where to park, and then also alerting our boaters to when the capacity is full.
Yeah.
We are making sure that we're getting a step ahead of when Wayside Park reopens and that boat ramp is active. And so what we really liked about the Flowbird feature, which is we're piggybacking on Pensacola's contract, what we liked about that feature is that it will alert the subscriber to knowing when the capacity at the parking lot is full, and maybe that boater can make a better decision, you know, to go to Wayside Park.
And there, and the funny thing is, there are lots of other alternatives. You know, there are lots of other boat launches in the South End. It's just that that one is so overwhelmingly popular, right? Like you say, and you know, plus, like you say, when Wayside opens back up soon, we hope. So basically, let me. I have one follow up I want to get to with you. Hang on for just a second, Sam. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
98 still backed up in Navarre, and it looks like from Heritage Parquay backed up eastbound to the Navarre Beach Causeway. And I-10 mile marker 8 looks like a slowdown at mile marker 8, not an accident necessarily, and moved off to the side, but just real, real slow, and that's backed up to about exit 5. That's Navy Federal exit. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abelstein, manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. So What the city council did was to enter the agreement, or to create a framework for an agreement to actually acquire use of the app, or to, what actually happened yesterday?
So last night, the council approved on first reading a revision to our ordinance to create the framework.
Okay.
So the council would not be able to, and you know, piggyback on Pensacola's agreement, which provides for a la carte services. We don't need to use all the services used in downtown Pensacola. But we wouldn't be able to engage that vendor without first having the legal framework for enforcement.
Got it.
So this was first reading last night. Second reading will be on the 17th, Andrew. And on that same agenda, then the council will consider final action of whether to piggyback on Flowbird or not. At this point, they've heard a presentation, discussed it, and we're moving forward one step at a time.
And if that does happen, boat ramp users will only be able to pay on the app and kiosk. What will be the end result if they go forward with that?
Our staff right now, in looking at all various features, are proposing both. So
okay.
the pay station kiosks and using the app. Keep in mind, Andrew, that our council for many years have provided a fee schedule where our residents do not pay for boat ramp parking. The reason for that is because they're paying for their parks through their property taxes.
Right.
But our boat ramps are heavily used by those outside this area. And I mean from Texas, Georgia, Louisiana. It's incredible. We have a lot of people who will stay on the beach and then come to use the city's boat ramp. So that's really what we're talking about, is defraying that type of heavy wear and tear. And so we're recommending using both the app and the kiosk. But the other component of this is making sure to alert the user when the parking lot is full and when you'll need to, you know, maybe reroute, use Wayside Park or one of the other boat ramps in the area.
Got it. And just to clarify, will the change mean that residents will now have to pay, or will that stay the same that they do not have to pay?
Well, the council had not talked about changing that fee at all. And they emphasized that again last night.
Got it.
So we fully expect that residents will continue to not have to pay, but the fee is totally separate and apart than the, you know, the tech that we're talking about using right now for just collecting those fees.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Very good. And this is mostly a clarification because somebody's going to hear it wrong. When you say doing what the city of Pensacola is doing, blue signs, not red signs, right? We're not talking, this is blue signs, blue lots. That's what you're talking about using, not red lot, red signs, right?
Pensacola, after, you know, utilizing a lot of different technologies, competitively bid for an automated parking management system.
Mm-hmm.
And it utilizes Flowbird for those boat ramps for public parking. So we're in Gulf Breeze. We are only looking at boat ramps at this time.
Okay, that's so just right.
So
okay.
All those other things that we're hearing about in the news and so forth, those are urban downtown issues.
Got it.
And we appreciate Pensacola very much for taking all that on. And hey, maybe one day we'll need to ask them for advice on that too.
I'm glad to expose my own ignorance and to learn a little bit more about who handles which parking situation. As long as it has nothing to do with the red signs, then I'm okay. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, as always, thanks for the time, what you do. I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us this morning.